Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and this lovely lady is my wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It's a great Tuesday morning, and we are on here wanting to bring you a word of encouragement. We're talking about being centered.
We're bringing you we're bringing them the word of God, which has the power to change their life and destiny.
That's right.
If they will allow it. And we've been talking about being centered, haven't we, Jay?
That's right. Yeah, this series this week is about being centered and what are we centering our life on?
Yeah, I love the scripture we're starting with, which is Psalm 118, verse 8. Mm-hmm. It says, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It's an interesting scripture. It's not talking about a man, but mankind. And God will always allow us to see the frailty and the betrayal of humanity so that we can learn to trust him. Here's the thing you have to remember. Trust is based on faithfulness, and God has demonstrated faithfulness consistently throughout the Word of God and throughout your life. I guarantee you, there has been no inconsistency with God. The Bible says that God is not a man that he should lie. So you need to understand that and know that God is faithful. In fact, I like that verse in Corinthians that says that when he's faithful, even when you're not faithful, for he cannot deny himself. What a powerful word.
Yeah, we've talked about that. You know, the fact that, you know, opinions change on how to do things. Opinions change on how to raise your children, how to make money, how to run a business. Opinions change on what to learn in school. All those things change over time, but the Word of God is the one thing that never changes. God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so when we are looking for a centeredness, when we are looking for something to center our life on, we need to center it on something that doesn't change. With the wind of opinion, we need to center our life on something that is always going to be the same. We can always go back on it and know that it's going to be straightforward, that it's going to be true, because truth is something that is an absolute truth, is something that never changes. And that's what the Word of God is. You know, Psalm 92 verse 2 says to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. We need to declare his faithfulness every night, knowing that when we go to bed in the morning, when we go to bed at night, we wake up in the morning, he's always going to be the same. Yeah, and that's what we have to base our life on.
That's a good scripture, and that's a good word. You know, Jada, no one's ever disappointed by what they find in life. They're only disappointed by what they expect to find. And God tells us exactly, you know, what we can find. And, but, you know, here's the thing, people are going to let us down, and that's just all there is to it. So, you know, for ladies, if they're expecting some man, you know, to be their answer, to be their God, never miss a step, never fail them, never offend them, never talk in a tone of voice that they don't like, then, you know, that's just not going to happen. They need to grow up because we are frail. You know, the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And, but it's the same thing with guys. You know, you hear it all the time. I found this lady. I found this woman. You know, she's the answer to my life. And she's God's gift to me. She's just perfect. You know, hey, you better pay attention and tread lightly, because while she might be beautiful and smiling here, she could have a broom in the closet. So we've got to make sure that we trust God. You know, look at what's happening in our government. You know, and even our government used to declare in God we trust. It's printed on every bill, dollar bill, $5 bill, $10 bill, $20 bill, $50, $100. It's printed on every one of them, in God we trust. And so God is the one you have to trust. And I mean, seriously, can you really trust a government that's $40 trillion in debt? No, absolutely not. So it's important. We put our confidence in God and not in the flesh. Now, we've got a verse of scripture in Joshua that we wanted to look at this morning. And I'm going to pull that up. Joshua chapter 1, beginning in verse 6. I'm going to read 6, 7. Or do you want to read them? You want?
Well, in the NLT, it says it this way. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swear to their ancestors I will give them. Then verse 7 says it again. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them. And this is what we're talking about today, about being centered. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the left or to the right. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Verse 8, study this book of instruction continually. In other words, don't just read it one time and think you've got everything you need. You've got to constantly read it, constantly look over it. Meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then you will prosper and succeed in all you do.
Yeah. So notice that the commandment is to observe, to do according to all the word which Moses, my servant, command you to do. Don't turn to the left or to the right. You know, it's called being centered, which is what our topic is this week. You know, when we drive our car, we have to be centered in the lane. You don't want to be off on the left. You don't want to be off on the right. You want to be centered in that lane so that, you know, you have a less likely probability of having something go wrong or having an accident. Now, you got to remember, it's all predicated on everybody else doing the same thing, you know, which does not always happen. But here's the bottom line. The Lord was telling us, don't look to the left or to the right. In fact, there's another verse in Deuteronomy. Let me see if I can find that one real quick. I think it's Deuteronomy
28:14.
So you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day to the right or to the left to go after other gods to serve them. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. When we're not centered on God and we put our confidence in flesh rather than in trusting the Lord, we're going to go after other gods. Right. There's going to be another God sitting on the throne of your heart. You're the only one who doesn't know it, but that's what's happening. And God wants us to see the frailty of humanity and see how you know, they're not faithful so that we can learn to put our trust in Him. He causes the sun to rise every day. He causes the sun to set. He's put stars in the heavens, in the firmament. He's given us light through the sun during the day and the moon at night. Listen, God caused all these animals to be created. He made every one of them. He created the grass and the seed-bearing herbs and plants and all of these things so that God could be our sustainer. But we have to be centered. When Adam left the center, you remember, in fact, let's back up just a minute, Jada, because it was God that told him to guard the garden. He said, what's in the center, you must guard it. And what was in the center was the tree of life of good and evil, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the tree of life. And Adam didn't stay focused, and he didn't guard it. And on that day, when they ate from the fruit, Eve picked some of the fruit. She ate it. She gave it. She was deceived by the serpent, the devil. But Adam literally disobeyed what God said, because God had spoken to him about not doing that.
Yeah.
And so when he disobeyed, listen, the garden was everything man needed to be sustained and live. Mm-hmm. But when he sinned, God had to put us out. Now man has to work by the sweat of his brow. In that garden, we would have never had to do all that we're doing. But Adam gave it away. And now we are out here. And, you know, this is why people become workaholics. They work, 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 work. That's their God. That's what's sitting on the throne. They're putting their trust in work, their trust in riches, and not allowing God to sustain. God wants to sustain us. God wants to take care of us. And God wants us to be centered on Him so that we'll know that He is going to take care of us.
Right. You know, and when we talk about, you know, if we don't center ourselves on the Word of God and we're not centered in God, then it says, you know, we could wander off and start worshiping other gods. Well, we need to think about what that really means. Like you said, work can be a God. If anything that you put ahead of God is your own God. If you put your children ahead of God, if you put your spouse ahead of God, if you feel that they are more important than worshiping the Lord, if you put them ahead, then they have become your God. And if you're not careful, you're going to be focusing on them or whatever that is instead of God. And so if you're not centered on the Word of God, if you're not centered on God as your heavenly Father and you're not focused on Him, then that's where it talks about going to the right or to the left, where you're going to end up serving someone or something else. And that's what the gods are that we're talking about. Yeah, there's religions that have gods that they worship, but what we're talking about is, as a Christian, if you're not careful, you're going to put something ahead of God, and that in itself is a God. And so we've got to be careful that we stay centered on the Word of God, centered on our Heavenly Father, and trusting in Him and nobody else. If we're trusting in, you know, people are wanting to be loved. People want to be loved. We're constantly craving to be loved. And that's where, if you're not careful and you don't understand that your Heavenly Father loves you in a way that no one else can, if you're not careful, you're putting other people ahead of God because you're searching for this love that the world says is important. This the filial love, which is brotherly love, eros love, which is romantic love. If you're not careful, you're striving to get those kinds of loves rather than the agape love, which is what we need to be centered on. That's so right. So getting off, you know, going to the right or to the left is really what we're talking about here, staying focused on Him. Because if you're not focused on Him, you're going to be going to the right or to the left and putting other things in front of Him, other things that are more important to you than Him. And that's where we get off. That's where we start losing our trust in Him, and we're putting our trust in other things.
That's right.
And we're going to get off that way.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We're going to pick this up again tomorrow. In fact, we're going to talk about this all week, because this is a wonderful topic, and this is a great time to talk about it. Talk about getting off-centered. Look at the elections. That's all I'm going to say.
And the holidays. You know, we get into the holidays, and everything becomes about those holidays. Everything becomes about what we're going to do for people rather than what the season is really about. So we need to be centered on our Heavenly Father.
All right. Well, let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the Spirit of God that lives in us. Thank you that He strengthens our inner man with might by His Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We're going to know the depth, length, height, and breadth of the love of God. We give you glory, Father, for what you're doing. And we thank you now, Father, that we can trust you with all of our heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you check your click your share, follow, and like button right down here somewhere. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe now so you can follow what we're doing in the nations and what we're doing in the United States. We had a wonderful healing service Sunday night at Evangel World Prayer Center, and we'll be doing those kind of things in the U.S. as well. So follow Mike Campbell Ministries. You can go on MikeCampbellMinistries.com and check that out as well.
Amen. Well, be sure and join us again tomorrow morning. Same bat time, same bat channel for more PM in the AM. God bless everybody and have a great day.
God bless.